Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about research on how to better select a bull for your commercial operation. Back on that in just a moment.
It's the 67th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Convention speakers include NCBA's Jennifer Houston, Cattlemen Beef Board Chair Chuck Coffey, and opening session keynoter Congressman Frank Lucas. And this year's trade show will be bigger and better than ever. Registration information available on the website at okcattlemen.org. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th in Norman.
Superior Livestock is pleased to present Week in the Rockies 31, live from Embassy Suites, Loveland, Colorado, to be seen the 8th through the 12th of July, live on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 209,000 head through the week. If you'd like details of the time and day that a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Superior's Week in the Rockies 31, July 8th through the 12th. Matt Spangler is working with some other researchers, including Bob Weber from Kansas State University and some folks from the U.S. Meat Animal Research Center in Clay Center, Nebraska, trying to come up with a web-based solution to better be able to select bulls for a commercial cow operation.
So the proposed solution we're calling iGenDeck, but we're I for Internet and then Genetic Decisions.
And this is all about having an accessible tool that will allow you to put a lot of different data together and then come up with some information that you can use to buy a bull based on best economics for your operation.
Producers often face the problem of obtaining best bulls for their operation given the setting, but best is a relative concept. So it is possible that a less desirable bull could become the preferred choice over the better bull if the cost differential is large enough. That's an interesting thing, isn't it? So I go to a bull sale, I have them listed, my top five choices, but because of the cost differential, I say the bull that was fifth on the list should now be number one because he has the actual potential to return more to me given what he costs.
And at his presentation at the Beef Improvement Federation up in South Dakota recently, Spangler gave us this specific example.
So here's an example of how an index works. So bulls A and B both have index values of 176. This is in net profit per exposure. Let's say that I'm going to breed those bulls to 30 cows a year. I'm going to keep the bull for 4 years. That's 120 exposures. The difference in their index value is 24. So I do the arithmetic, and it's about a $2,900 difference net profit between those two sires, if I use them in accordance with the assumptions of the index. What happens, though, if bull A costs me $6,000 more to buy? Is that the right buy? The only way that becomes a good buy is if I can spread him over a whole lot more cows, right? If I can get more exposures then, and then increase the total value difference between the two. Any of you think about buying bulls that way?
Matt Spangler says we've got a lot of good information out there that we can pick and choose from. The idea of this web-based selection tool is to help that producer make the best selection for his particular beef cow operation.
The impetus for this project is not the belief that currently available selection indices are so inherently flawed that they're of little value. That's not our belief at all. We believe what's out there right now are extremely useful tools, but we think we can improve the decision by contemplating breed differences and heterotic differences, and we can increase the adoption and utilization of them by engaging the end user in the development of their own index. So the other primary objective is combining a lot of partial solutions that we know through research into a very easy-to-use package so that commercial bull buyers can take advantage of all the science that we know. So part of this, I mentioned that it'd be a crossbreed, which means that there's a crossbreed EPD adjustments being applied in the background. So our proposal is this becomes the mechanism for release of annual updates to a crossbreed EPD adjustment factors to the industry. So no longer an annual release at BIF in paper web-based format. The release is actually through this mechanism, which allows us to update it in real time as changes occur to national cattle evaluation.
The goal is to get this web-based selection tool out sometime probably in 2020. And at the end of the day,
we really want to encourage people to contemplate bull buying decisions as the capital investment that they actually are. And our goal is to enable those decisions to help alleviate what I consider the cumbersome, if not the near impossible, task of combining all partial solutions into one optimized decision.
University of Nebraska's Matt Spangler. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.